Hello, and welcome to Kid Consumers, the podcast where we discuss products and services especially of interest to kids. Each week, we'll bring you reviews and recommendations for cool stuff we think our kid consumer listeners will love. I'm your host, Izzy, and on this episode, we'll be talking about a game with a new twist. Kid-friendly classes you can be excited about, and two ways to beat the summer heat. So if you're ready, here is Kid Consumers episode number one. It's an iconic party game full of hilarious moves and crazy contortions, and all you need to play is the board, the spinner, and your own hands and feet. It can be played by everyone from adults to small children just learning their colors and right and left. Of course, it's Twister, one of my family's favorite games of all time, and we've recently discovered a new version of this classic that adds even more fun. First, though, a bit of history. Did you know that Twister was originally conceived by a man who was trying to promote shoe polish? That's right. His name was Rayne Geyer, and in 1966, he was an advertiser from Minnesota. He came up with the idea that it would be fun to have a board game that was played on the floor rather than on a table, and where humans would serve as the pieces. After designing a homemade version of his game and getting some of his co-workers to try it out, Mr. Geyer realized that he really might be onto something. He hired Charles Foley from the toy industry and Neil Rabens, an artist, to help him refine the game and make it marketable. Later that year, they received a patent for the game they wanted to call Pretzel, but we now know as Twister. Many people thought the game might be a fad and wouldn't stand the test of time, but today an estimated 65 million people have played, and it's still around on children's toy shelves and in stores everywhere. One of the greatest features of Twister is how simple it is to play. If you've never experienced it, let me take a minute to tell you how it works. There's a plastic mat that you lay out on the floor. On it are four rows of dots, with each row being a different color. Players stand on opposite sides of the mat, while another person spins the spinner. The spinner has spaces on it with directions, such as right hand blue or left foot yellow. Each time it is spun, the players must follow the given direction. It doesn't take long for everyone's feet and hands to get all tangled up and for people to be completely twisted into knots. The object of the game is to continue to follow the directions without your knees touching the floor. If they do, you're out. Gameplay continues until there is only one person left on the board, and that's the winner. Recently, though, as I said, my family has discovered a new version of Twister with an extra, well, twist. It's classic Twister with two new moves, and it's tons of fun. The main change is that the spinner has a new look. It's got two extra spaces, one which directs players to put either a hand or a foot in the air, and the other, when landed on, allows the person spinning to choose the direction. This can make things extremely challenging because he or she can see the current activity on the board and can choose a direction that is most difficult for players to achieve without falling down. Of course, payback is fair play, and when it's the person who's spinning's turn to play, someone else may get the chance to give them a difficult move. This new spinner space just adds one more fantastic element to an already fabulous classic game. Kid Consumers gives it a definite thumbs up. Here's a recent clip of Twister played by myself and my brother Nathan while our mom does the spinning.
Everybody ready?
Yes. Yep.
Whoops. Left hand green.
Which is that?
Right foot yellow. Right foot red. Uh-oh, Isabel's gonna fall.
I'm still good.
Oh, look it!
Left hand in the air.
No.
She's gonna fall. Boom!
I did not fall. I didn't fall.
Okay, are you still going? Mm-hmm. Right foot blue for Nathan.
Yay.
Right hand blue. Oh, spinner's choice. What do you think we should make him do, Isabel? Make it hard.
Left foot green.
Can he do it?
I can do it!
Wait, hold on, I meant right foot. I got it backwards.
Oh, no! Right foot green!
I cannot.
And now for our parents' point of view. This new twister is great. The new moves make the action even more exciting than before. But as a parent, there are a couple of other features which I really like. First, the mat is made of a thinner plastic than the original, and it folds up much easier. Second, because it's a thinner plastic and because it folds into a smaller, more compact size, it is much easier to store. The original Twister game that we had was in a box approximately 12 by 12. This new game is in a box about a quarter of that size, which means it actually fits nicely on the shelf with the rest of our games. I was concerned at first about the durability of the plastic mat, but the kids have used it quite a bit, and so far, so good.
Are you out of the school for the summer, but your parents still insist that you spend some time doing something educational? I know mine do, and I usually drag my feet about it, but this summer is different. My mom and I have found a solution that works for both of us. She gets to feel good about my continued learning, and I get to take classes that I actually enjoy. It's all through a website called OutSchool. Founded in San Francisco in 2015, OutSchool is a web-based platform that seeks to bring students, parents, and teachers together in a format that appeals to everyone. Teachers decide what classes they want to offer based on their interests or skills. Some are certified educators and some are experts in their field, but all are dedicated to giving students the tools and information they need to succeed in the classes they choose, and there are some great classes to choose from. Subjects range from art to technology to world languages and everything in between, but they're not all your run-of-the-mill ho-hum classes. You can sign up for things like Lego Engineering Club, Wacky Science Adventures, Real Pirates in History, Pokemon Drawing, and so much more. If you have a particular interest that you'd like to learn more about, chances are you can find a class on it at OutSchool. I'm currently enrolled in a class called Travel the World Through Disney. It's a 4-week class that uses rides from all of the Disney theme parks to discuss geography. It's a fun mesh of Disney culture and real world people and places, and it makes my mom happy that I'm staying sharp and avoiding the dreaded summer brain drain. So how does OutSchool work? Well, first, classes can be any duration from a one-time session to a multi-week commitment. It all depends on your preferences and schedule. Speaking of schedules, classes take place at all kinds of different times, so there's sure to be something that you can work around all your other activities. And new classes are being added all the time. Each class has an age range listed, so it's easy to find subjects suitable from anyone from preschool through high school. There are two main class formats. One is a live class, where you enter a private video chat classroom with your teacher and your fellow students at a designated time. The other option is a flexible schedule class, where your teacher posts videos and discussion for you to interact with at your convenience. Either way, the classes are small and the teachers are helpful and attentive. Overall, it's a great place for studying during the summer or any other time of the year. You can visit www.outschool.com to browse their multitude of offerings and find something that interests you. Kid consumers think that OutSchool is a great place to learn new things and make new friends. Go check them out as soon as you can. You and your parents will both be glad you did.
Parents, OutSchool is incredible. The number and variety of classes they offer is astounding. And they don't only offer classes that the kids really love that revolve around things like cartoon characters or popular toys or video games. They also offer classes in core subjects like math, science, history, language, and more. If your child needs any supplemental instruction in these areas, or if you just want them to keep learning over the summer, OutSchool is a great choice. Prices for classes vary, so make sure you check the class listings before you enroll.
Summer is now in full swing. Most of us kids are out of school, and if you're anything like me, you might be feeling the beginnings of that summer boredom creeping in. Or maybe you live in a place where the weather is just too hot to be outside all day. If either of these scenarios describe you, or if you're just looking for some extra fun this summer, then Kid Consumers has two great options to recommend. First, how do you feel about bowling? Many bowling centers across the United States are participating in a great program called Kids Bowl Free. You'll need a parent to help you sign up, and after that, you'll receive coupons via email for 2 free games of bowling for the duration of the program. For my local bowling center, that means I could potentially bowl for free every day until the middle of October. That's a lot of spares and strikes in my future. Also, if your mom and dad, grandparents, or siblings over the age of 18 want to bowl with you, Kids Bowl Free offers a family pass, which gives the adults in your family a huge discount on their games as well. A little friendly bowling competition makes a great way to beat the summer heat. Just go to www.kidsbowlfree.com with a parent to sign up. If bowling's not your thing, many roller skating rinks are participating in a similar program called Kids Skate Free. If your local skating center is participating, you can sign up for a skating pass, which allows you to skate for free during designated times. Skating is a great way to get some indoor exercise during the hot summer months, and it's also a fun place to hang out with old friends or meet new ones. You can register for Kids Skate Free by visiting www.kidsskatefree.com. Both of these programs are a way for local bowling and skating centers to give back to their communities. They allow kids to have a great summer full of fun activities in a safe, family-friendly environment. Our family has participated in these programs for several summers, and we've had a blast. That's why Kid Consumers encourages you to check out Kids Bowl Free and Kids Skate Free in your local area.
To sign up for Kids Bowl Free or Kids Skate Free, visit www.kidsbowlfree.com or www.kidsskatefree.com and choose your local center from the list of participating places. It should be noted that each center has slightly different rules, so you'll want to make sure you read the fine print. Most of the time, bowling shoe rental and skate rental are not included, so these will cost extra, but sometimes the centers have special summer rates for these items.
Well, that's our show for today. We got twisted up with Twister, learned about great classes for summer or any time from out school, and found some fun summer activities with the Kids Bowl Free and Kids Skate Free programs. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us next week for more reviews and recommendations just for kids. And if there's a product or service that you'd like us to talk about on the podcast, just be sure to let us know. Again, I'm Izzy, and I want to thank you for listening to Kid Consumers.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Kid Consumers. That's KIDCONSUMERS. Links and information about the products and services discussed in today's episode can be found in the show notes. Music and sound effects on today's episode were found on www.freemusicarchive.com and www.freesound.org. Direct links are in the show notes. Leave us a voice message at www.anchor.fm/kidconsumers.